previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Local airline Aer Lingus says it's contemplating stopping the issuing of tickets in Mozambique because of blocked funds in that country. According to Business Day, Aer Lingus has some 3.5 billion rand sitting in Mozambique, which it can't repatriate. Mozambique is struggling with foreign currency shortages. Aer Lingus CEO De Villiers Engelbrecht says the company has had talks with the Mozambican government and is optimistic that it will swiftly provide a solution. The Automotive Industry Transformation Fund, the AITF, has assumed the role of Executive Oversight Committee Secretariat to track the implementation of the South African Automotive Master Plan 2035, also known as SAM 2035. The AITF was established in 2020 as a collective equity equivalent investment program by the country's seven vehicle assemblers, VW, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Ford, Isuzu, Nissan and Toyota. Engineering News quotes AITF CEO Jabulani Selumani as saying the AITF's new role will see the fund coordinate and deliver on SAM's key pillars. These include localization, regional integration, skills development, infrastructure, technology, and market optimization. Since 2020, the AITF has invested more than 600 million rand, supporting more than 70 black-owned businesses. Old Mutual's issued a positive trading update. The group's reporting what it calls exceptional growth from its short-term insurer, and it adds that it's also received a boost from stronger investment returns. Old Mutual's likely results from operations for the 6 months to end June, i.e. its core business of selling policies, collecting premiums and paying claims, will be up to between 5 billion and 5.4 billion. Old Mutual's share closed up nearly 4% last evening. And the country's second biggest landlord, Redefine, has upgraded its full-year distributable income guidance and says the local outlook has improved. Redefine says this comes through improvements in its three major local property types, offices, industrial and retail. CEO Andrew Koenig says the country's infrastructure challenges are still disruptive, but not to the same extent that load shedding had been. On the markets, the JSE's come off its highs. The All Share closed last evening down 0.5%. The Top 40 down 0.6%. London's FTSE also down 0.6%. In New York, the Dow down 0.3%. The S&P 500, the Nasdaq both down 0.4%. Tokyo this morning up 0.4%. Hong Kong, Sydney both just above flat. US dollars picked up to 1.16 against the euro. No change in the rand, though. 17.64 to the dollar, 20.51 to the euro, 23.74 to sterling. Gold at 3,382. Platinum, 1353. Bitcoin just under 111,600. Brent crude oil just under $67.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.